the all-new Too Hot to Handle Coors Light Guy's Guide Swimsuit Edition. Be the first P1 to pick one up this Thursday from 3 to 7 with a hard line at the Flying Saucer in downtown Fort Worth. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine.
All right, we are just getting underway from out here at Chicken Express in Weatherford. We have a man of God in our midst, a man of God who listens to the little ticket.
That makes me crazy.
Very unstable. That shouldn't be happening. I mean, I don't want to discourage anyone from listening, but it's not supposed to be that way. That goes against the natural order of things for a man of God to listen to the little ticket.
And this is like the second one in like a week where we had a priest come out.
Yeah.
He didn't shake my hand, though. Right. I'm not some sort of demonic pariah over here.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
He is,
you're like the only one that goes to Bible study.
Right, right. We have a lot in common.
You knew his hand would burst into flames if he did.
Hi.
He
Corby.
Hates you. That's the snake.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
What a snake.
I like your collar.
He has cloven hooves. Cloven. Much like Satan himself.
You know what? Don't tell the priest you like his collar. Okay?
I thought it was sharp.
We should apprise everybody that tomorrow we're going to be out once again. And we will be in Dallas, down in the West End. We will be at Hooters down there. A presentation there from 3 until 7. We will be gearing you up for more Stars hockey tomorrow night at the AAC. Probably I'm thinking that some way, somehow, a couple of tickets will find their way into our hands. And we will be instructed to dispense those to you, the P1, so you might want to think about that. Maybe show up down there if you were the girl with the biggest jugs and you'd like to go to the game tomorrow night. That probably would be a good idea for you. So everybody, join us at Hooters in the West End from 3 until 7 tomorrow. And now, with a crazy, whacked-out story, here's Grego.
This is a crazy story. This is one of the craziest things that I've ever encountered. And I want to know what you guys would do in this situation. A couple nights ago, I was at Home Depot, walking around, and there was a couple there. And they were, you know, I just assumed they were just married. Because, I mean, they were looking at house stuff, and they were, you know, talking, well, we can do this, we can do that. And the girl was pretty striking. I mean, this girl was real good looking. I'd say probably 25, 26, 27 years old. The guy was about the same. You know, sharp looking couple.
And so you went up to him and went, so,
what's it going to take?
Hold that thought. So, you know, when you're at Home Depot, you can't just go there and look for one item because they have a selection of about 100 of whatever you need.
Right.
So I'm kind of looking at stuff, not really paying any attention. Then out of the corner of my eye, I catch this obnoxious guy. I mean, this guy is, like, obnoxious. And he's talking to one of the sales reps, and, you know, he's trying to get something, and, you know, he's arguing about the price. Just a real a-hole. So he kind of walks down, and it's pretty crowded that night. And so there was other people there also. So I'm looking at some stuff on one place, then the couple is next to me. And so this guy walks by, just very flippantly, very cavalier, just says, now that is one great looking ass right there.
How close was he to her?
Probably maybe a foot.
Oh, no.
Was he looking right at her?
Looking right at her and pointing. And I must admit, she had a pretty nice looking ass, but
you weren't going to...
No, you weren't...
Shout it out.
And just pointed at her, and I mean, set it to where you could have heard it on the next aisle.
How old was this guy?
40s.
Was he scummy looking, or was he just a normal looking guy?
He... in the middle somewhere.
Was he drunk?
That was my initial thought, that this guy's got to be blasted. But he wasn't.
What did the husband do?
Nothing. He just kind of turned around and looked at him. And it was all I could do not say something, but I didn't. I knew that wasn't my business, but it was just so blatant and so rude and so ridiculous.
Well, what would you have said?
Calm down. You know, that wasn't real appropriate, but thank God I didn't say anything. I mean, you wouldn't have wanted to say anything? You'd had to have been there. Because, I mean, this guy was, you know, I was hearing him how rude he was to begin with.
And it probably wouldn't have even crossed my mind to say anything.
Well, it crossed my mind, but I didn't say anything. And the guy just kind of turned around and looked at him and never said a word. And then the guy just kind of laughed right in his face and walked off.
It's kind of happened to me before.
And the girl was kind of looking at her husband, and she never said anything. But she kind of gave him that look of, are you going to let him get away with that? But she never said anything, and then they went back there shopping, and you know, that was pretty much the end of it.
I was at a restaurant slash bar in...
At what?
Restaurant slash bar. A restaurant slash bar.
Mm-hmm.
And... Was well, that just not a cue?
You know what? Don't even...
Restaurant?
Don't try today.
What's the problem back there?
His mind is on other things.
Oh, dispatching?
I don't know.
Well, we were walking out of the restaurant, and...
A restaurant?
Now he's going to make up for it. Play it 100 times.
There were two guys standing at the bar area, and... When my wife got up to go to the bathroom one time, because I noticed things like this. I noticed these two guys that when she walked by, they were leering, you know, leering at her front side.
Why would they do that?
Just because they're there and they were dirty old men. And so.
Was she displaying them?
No, she wasn't displaying them.
Well, I mean...
Was she heavily cleaved?
Right, was she showing some, I don't know,
cleave?
Some cleave?
I mean, she may have had a shirt that accentuated her...
Her bust line.
Yeah. So anyway, I noticed that, whatever, I don't care. So then we're walking out, and I'm in front of her, and we're walking past these two guys, and they're standing there, and I see the one guy right in front of me elbow his buddy and go, hey, check out those... blanks.
Well, what?
Yeah, what?
Boobs.
He didn't say boobs.
No, he didn't.
Did he use the T word?
He used the T word, yes.
Yes.
Right in front of me. And, you know what? Once again, whatever, I don't care, but I turned around, I go, dude, I'm right here. I am right here. He's like, oh, sorry about that. And I just kept walking. Julie's like, what are you saying? What was that?
Boobs.
So, I well, couldn't help.
Did you
help
tell
it.
Her?
Yeah, I told her. I told her what happened. She was like, oh, I mean, she didn't care. Whatever. No big deal. I didn't really care either, but
there
just...
was none of this. Well, why didn't you go punch him out or anything like that?
No. You know what? It's kind of a compliment.
I don't think you needed to punch him out, but this guy, would you let that go and run? Well, without saying anything?
Ryan's would have laughed.
No, I'm telling you.
Right on,
this
bro.
This was borderline violent.
If it would have been there.
I don't know. I guess I would have just have had to have been there.
You would have, because this guy was so obnoxious, and I couldn't believe the guy did. I'm not saying, you know, start a fight right there in the aisle.
I would have said, dude, calm it down.
Exactly. Or just something.
Said, calm down, Rover.
Just something.
Yeah.
You know, say, hey, look, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Or just, hey, you know, kind of calm down. Just anything. But the guy just kind of looked at him.
Please calm
and
down,
did nothing.
Sir, that's
and the worst
life.
Thing about it was, is the guy, the girl's husband was a lot bigger than this guy. You know, it wasn't like he had some big hulking guy that was a bully and said it. I mean, he was a lot bigger.
But then again,
and he said nothing, and his wife shot him a look like, I can't believe you're not going to do anything.
I don't know what's. What you're supposed to do there?
Here? What can I do?
Do you like an extra can of Sherman Williams?
What is the mindset of the guy that does that, Greg?
I don't
Seriously.
Know. I
because
don't know.
How many times has a guy walked by a girl at Home Depot and obnoxiously said, nice ass, and her immediately said, you know what? I'm going to have sex with you.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm leaving my husband for you right
every
now.
Every guy in
exactly.
the world does
hey,
that.
Don't rule it out. It could happen.
Every guy in the world thinks that and does that, like when they're with their buddies, like, hey, check that out.
Right. Well, yeah,
like the guys that I walk
loud.
Past. Right, but not loud. That is so rude.
Oh, this guy not only said it.
He wanted it heard.
He pointed to it and was a mere inches away from touching her butt. He was pointing so close. And once again, nice ass. He was right.
Well, who's that remark directed toward? Was he telling just somebody else?
Or I think he was just telling the store. Just telling everybody.
He should have gone on one of those loud red telephones.
Huh?
He should have gone on one of those red intercom phones.
Check out the ass in the wood aisle. No pun intended.
It was ridiculous. I've never seen anything blatant like that, and I was a bartender for years. Now I've never seen anything that blatant. And loud and obnoxious and, like I said, borderline violent. And the guy did nothing.
Well, he is a man of restraint.
Or a man in a puss suit. One of the two.
Yep.
I'm not saying beat the guy's ass, but I can't think of many people that I know that would have just ignored it.
Get the clothes off, bitch.
Is that what you say at Home Depot?
Yeah, when I go there and I see that, that's what I do.
You just cut right to the chase.
Yeah. Get the clothes off, bitch.
Oh, dear.
I thought that was a band drop.
From you. From you.
From you.
And what's up, Chicken Express?
Anyway, funny little story I thought I'd share with you guys.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, 3:47 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We are at Chicken Express in Weatherford today. If you'd like to come out here and join us, all you denizens of Parker County and surrounding vicinities, such as, what is it, Hudson Oaks? Is that it?
Don't look at me.
It's Willow Park.
Is that it, Hudson Oaks?
The very hated community of Aledo.
Right.
They're close.
Springtown.
They're not very far. Millsap.
You know, Steve Miller did a song about that, about Springtown.
I believe that was Swingtown.
All right, Rangers next on The Ticket.